Tonight on TMSPM, don't eat that.
Watch out for cyber demons.
Hey, my mouse is a gym. My house is a gym.
Pence is in.
Hate it. And then you've got a Chrome extension for you.
App time.
I didn't read that right. Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of The Morning Stream PM. Oh, turn that up.
This is The Morning Stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night. TMS PM.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the PM edition of The Morning Stream for Thursday, the 14th of June. July, rather. I could do
already up to a great start.
I could do, you know, everything's going great today. So far, so good. I'm Scott with Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott.
What's going on? What are you doing? What'd you end up doing? Did you ride your bike anyway after
I did. Okay. I did because it was warmer. 75 yeah. degrees. It got all the way up to 81, I think, during my ride. Mm-hmm. I did just under 9 miles, 8.69 miles on the bike, which is the longest ride I've taken so far this year. It's that's the full loop of a reservoir a little ways away from us. So yeah. I went all the way around the reservoir and I caught a doo-doo.
There was a pocket man there.
There was a pocket man. There were a bunch, actually. I mean, there were lots of your rat-a-tats and your Pidgeys and your Venonats and your stuff like that. But, wow, that rhymed. But brand new ones, I got a doo-doo, D-O-D-U-O, which is the two-headed weird-looking bird thing. And then a something sprout,
the old flimp sprout. That sounds right.
I believe is what it's called.
So in all, how many did you get while you're out there?
Oh, altogether with ones that I've had before, probably, bell sprout. That's it. I'm sci-fi. Probably about 14 or 15 just during my ride.
How often are you giving those to Coach Chucklehead there in the game? Like, you know, he wants you to turn them in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime I have a duplicate. Basically, if I get a duplicate, the lower version of it goes to Chucklehead.
Gotcha. So you will always leave your highest of each capture. But then,
correct.
Okay, I'm doing it right then, I guess. That's what I thought you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. And because, you could look. Oh, my God. If you really want to get granular with this game, you could totally look in there and say, well, this one has this kind of attack, and this other one has this other kind of attack. And you could totally, pay attention to that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't. I don't have time for that.
I just want to collect them all, dude.
Right, exactly.
I just want to get every damn Pokemon there is, put them all in my unit there, say that I got them all.
Exactly.
Move in with my life or move on with my life. Not move in with it. Right. I don't know my life well enough to move in with it. I got a quick thing to tell you about.
Sure.
And I want to ask your opinion. So, I'm already kind of a freak about 3D glasses because I never trust those. I think somebody's poopy fingers have been on them. I don't like to put on somebody's VR headset
or have somebody put yours on. I mean, even I remember talking with you about your iPad when you had gotten the new one.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I don't know if I want to let anybody take a look at it at BlizzCon because, they got all their grubby fingers and they've been scratching their butts and maybe they haven't washed their hands since they did that.
Yeah, I don't want all their, and plus, iPods or iPads get there, just a big grimy fingerprint by the end of the day. And I'm
all right, to continue the Pokemon metaphor.
Yeah.
If we give you just a little bit more Scott Johnson candy and some Stardust, you're going to turn into Howie Mandel. That's your next evolution is Howie Mandel.
Oh, good. Maybe I could revive Saint Elsewhere, whatever it was called. Was that it? Saint
Bobby's
Elsewhere.
World or Saint Elsewhere. Yeah. Yeah, he was on Saint Elsewhere.
I loved Saint Elsewhere at the show. It's great. David Morse. Anyway, so the point of this, the reason I'm telling you this, is I think I have an opposite thing going on with something. So today, in the freezer, we got these Costco burgers. It's like frozen, two slices of, bun there. In the middle, a big burgery unit. And then on top of that, some cheese. And then you get to decide if you want to load it up with like mustard and ketchup and lettuce and anything else you want. But it's just this like raw burger. And they're actually pretty good.
Sure.
You put them in the microwave. 2 minutes on the back, 2 minutes on the front. They taste like a restaurant burger. They're pretty good.
Wow.
Here's the problem, though.
Are these the ones that come in like a big tall sleeve? Like it's one big long stack?
Except it's buns and everything together.
Oh,
so they're all in individual like
the Costco
bags.
Because I know they've got the Costco big old sleeve of
meat discs.
just the meat, right? And basically, you know, you get your choice of sirloin or just your basic hamburger, and there's like a lean versus a non-lean and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's so, true. And we'll do that sometimes when we barbecue or something.
Yeah, but this is burger and bun all together.
Finished burger, like burger ready to heat up and eat.
Oh, okay.
So we've done all this right. off and on. Nick likes them, whatever. They're always around. So I pull one out today. Something's wrong with that cheese. I don't know what it is. No. I just look at it and I can tell. It's like colored funny. It's like maybe it's just freezer burn or maybe it's something else. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I throw caution to the wind. I cook it and eat it anyway. And now the countdown begins. Did I make a mistake or did I not make a mistake? Place your bets. Mitzula, what's the over-under? Let's figure this out.
So when you say there's something weird about the cheese, like...
It just looked wrong. It didn't taste bad. It just looked funky.
Like, did it look like cheese?
It looked like cheese that had that was metamorphosizing into another creature altogether.
Dairy product.
Yeah.
Okay, way too much Pokemon Go for us.
I leveled it up with some candy, and now it's a full-blown Charizard level 3, or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying, how is it that I'm such a nerd about when, did you use a clean knife when you cut that, but I'm willing to eat weird-looking cheese?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Is the cheese already built into, or could you have the option of removing that and just...
I could have removed it. I could have removed it. I didn't. And I now kind of wonder if I maybe should have. We'll see. Look, I'll report back. Check me out on Twitter, everybody. I'll see if Scott's been a little brrrr later.
Right.
I do
want to check that out, though, because I mean, it sounds really good. You're saying that there, it's like restaurant quality.
It is. And if you add your own stuff, then it really does. So like
the
Bear Burger would probably be the most boring thing you could eat with that bun. But you put all the stuff you like on there, like tons of pickles and whatever else. Great. Totally great. Tastes like you just went to, I don't know, somewhere nicer than home. Well, unless you're making real burgers at home.
All right. Okay.
So it's a nice between. I'll say that this is somewhere between high-end fast food and low-end, you know, crap on our walls restaurant kind of burger. That's kind of where it's at.
Thank you. Maybe, you know, like Smash Burger or Habit level.
Yeah, maybe Habit level. Although, I don't know, Habit.
Oh, not as good as Habit. All right, we're narrowing it down. We are closing the field.
This is hard to say. Someone at home will surely have tried this and will let us know what they think.
Yeah.
Please email us and let us know. Here's the news.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Let's get into some evening news. We don't have any sort of sponsor for it.
No.
Do you have anything to pimp? You want to pimp anything? You got like a...
No, I'll just be looking out for a tweet from me later. Maybe I'll do it during the first song. But I completely forgot that I got a salad at Noodles today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a firm believer in... No, let me back up. I completely understand the difference between what you see on the menu and what you will eventually get when said food is delivered to you.
Yeah, you're generally pretty open to the idea that it's not going to look exactly like the photo.
It's not going to look exactly like the photo. I'm totally fine. I accept that. And it is reality. And, you know, obviously it has to look good on the picture. But I got a salad at Noodles today that I'm just going to have to tweet alongside a picture of what their menu item looks like.
Nice.
Because...
Is it going up now? I want to see this.
I'm going to put it up. I'm going to put it up while we're doing this first story. Don't worry. I'll pay attention.
Right.
I'll talk.
No, you're fine. I just keeping my eye on Twitter here because I got to see this.
But the big thing, I'm going to make sure @Noodles is in there because I want them to see this.
Yeah.
The best part is that, all right, so on the picture on the menu item, it's their chicken Veracruz salad and it's got grilled chicken and lettuce and cilantro and tomato and then corn and avocado sprinkled throughout, right? And the reality,
I'm guessing it looks so wrong.
It looks so wrong. It's like I basically got a big, it's like they just sheared off a panel of corn.
That's probably what they did.
They probably did. Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I'm putting this up right now. I'm just going to find,
all right, I'm going to watch for
this. Can someone in the chat room, please, while I'm getting this photo ready, could someone, find out the Noodles, Twitter account? I'm going to guess it's like @Noodles
HQ
and Co.
or something. Yeah. Are they, by the way,
it's probably okay. Icar wins. Maybe you ordered the chicken Ted Cruz salad instead of the chicken Veracruz.
That's
poor Ted Cruz. So is it Noodles and Company or just Noodles?
It's Noodles and Company. It's a local Denver chain.
Oh, we have them here too. Noodles.
Yeah,
and
they've
Company.
Grown out. And it's funny because my old boss, mm-hmm. his wife used to before. Basically, she left the Noodles CEO.
Yeah.
To date and eventually marry my old boss, Alan.
Really?
Yes.
Did he inherit the huge fortune of Noodles and Company 50% ownership stuff?
No. Oh, no. Because they were just dating.
Oh, so they just, oh, she missed out then. Well, I'm sure she did okay with your guy, with your man.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and he's CEO of a small software company versus being the CEO of a multi-billion-dollar yeah. restaurant chain that
good point.
Provides sheared corn panels.
Yeah. Now, I while you're posting that, I got to say, last time I was at a Noodles and Company, I had similar experiences, but most of mine were, this place isn't as clean as they think you should be. Like walking in there, everything's just a little greasier than it should be. Tables are a little less.
Really,
more,
the Noodles place, because that's usually like a big healthy place, right?
Not here though, man. I don't know what's going on. They got bad management in the Salt Lake locations or something. So I don't know. I blame Denver, really, and all the pot smoking that's going on in your land.
Yeah, well, that's true.
What you gonna do?
It's right. True.
Well,
there's pot.
While you post that, man, have I got some Pokemon Go stories for the news tonight.
It's all Pokemon Go.
In fact,
everybody.
You guess, you people at home get to guess which one's not actual Pokemon, okay? Here's the first one. It involves a clip that we have to play because it is special.
Oh, really? So there's audio. Okay, great.
Yeah, this is a special moment. Hold on, I got to drag the right file over. Okay, here we go. I'm going to close down that so we don't have the music. Okay, this is a preacher, a pastor, let's call him.
Okay.
He says that ISIS could use Pokemon Go to go after Christians with cyber demons. Now, that sounds crazy, and it sounds like maybe they're just making a headline just for funsies or whatever. Brian, listen to this guy.
All right. These Pokemon creatures are like virtual cyber demons.
Okay, I'm going to pause every once in a while and have a thought.
Okay.
He says, I just want that to sink in. He says, Pokemon are virtual cyber demons.
Virtual cyber demons.
Which I don't know what a cyber demon is. A demon that's on the internet, I suppose. Anyway.
I suppose, yes, cyber.
Right.
Sure.
We'll let him continue.
Yes, digital demons.
Digital demons. Now, so this is where this starts to get weird. If it's not weird yet, it's going to get weird.
This is where it starts
to
get weird.
Hey, guys, just warning at home, this is where it gets weird. That first bit about the cyber demons, that wasn't that weird. And in truth, it wasn't.
Occurrence.
Yeah, this is a relativity lesson, actually, because it does get weirder. So here you go.
So this morning, Doc and Edward and I are in an editorial meeting. We're talking about the topics for today's program.
Okay, by the way, I think this is like a church where they do like radio and it's a bigger mega churchy kind of thing. I don't know much about
it.
It
sounds like they really have invested. They've really taken from the pass around the donation pot to invest in some great audio equipment, some great microphones.
Yeah, or they're just like this the entire time.
That's right. Yeah. My tongue is my pop filter.
Listen, man, we're doing the Lord's work, so... We can be as close as we want. All right, so here's some more.
And Pokemon Go was one of the topics.
Right.
Now, this is before the police officers showed up.
All right, now, before he gets into his story, I just want to make a statement here about the work I did for this clip. There are tons of big, huge pauses. And not so much for effect, but because the guy doesn't know what to say next. I removed all of those. So the net effect is people are going to hear this and think, oh, they're very quick on their toes with this conversation. No. I edit out all the awkward. I got rid of most of the ums and uhs. All right, so this is cleaned up. I cleaned it up. Frog pants cleaning happened
right,
today.
But no content. I mean, content has not changed.
Not at all. I just got rid of dead space. That's it. Good. So here you go.
Right.
We're talking about Pokemon Go. And Edward and Doc said, Rick, we're gonna present to you a really far out idea about Pokemon Go. What if this technology is transferred to Islamic jihadists? And Islamic jihadists have an app that shows them where Christians are located.
Okay. All right. So what if they got a hold of this technology? I can't even talk about it without getting mad.
Are there certain Pokemon that only the Christians will go for so you can see where they're congregating?
I don't know. All right. He tries to explain his thinking here. And look, I'm going to say this. Ignorance puts you in a place where you can say whatever you want. If you never want to do and check the actual facts of something, like how does the app actually work? How does Google Maps roll into this thing?
Sure.
How is location data handled on phones today? If you're not going to look at any of that, then sure, have your little fairy tale like he's about to tell you. So there's more. Here you go.
Geographically.
Now, you may say, well, how is that possible? Okay. But there's a reason why we ask that.
Yes.
Because the game itself reveals something, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So after the police officer told us that this man that we saw Friday on our property riding around our building holding his phone.
A grown man.
A grown, 40-year-old man on a four-wheeler riding around our building suspiciously holding his phone up like he's photographing our building. Then the police officer comes back and tells us, look, I solved the case. He was playing Pokemon Go. Now, this is why in the office today we all did a triple take looking at each other, because the theory that Doc and Edward presented to me this morning before the police officer came here was, what if we find out that Pokemon Go is primarily, the demons are primarily being located inside churches? Well, guess what? They downloaded an app in our office. We stood here and I watched them.
Just real quick. The demons located in churches.
Right. Yeah. No, let's be fair. The Pokestops are frequently at churches.
Yeah, and he talks about that in a second. We'll get to that. But isn't the idea, Brian, if you walked in front of a church and that was a place where you happened to catch a Virgil Smith or whatever the name of a Pokemon is, aren't you removing the demon from the place?
Right. You are exercising.
You're exercising the cyber demon. Yes.
Exorcism Go should be the name of the app.
All right, there's more.
Do it. They downloaded the Pokemon Go app, and lo and behold, there is the True News office. There's the outline of our building. There shows the, you see where would be exit doors, windows, and inside.
No, you don't.
No, you do not see exit doors and windows.
You don't see anything. You see a big block thing that looks maybe sort of like your block where your streets are. That's it. There's no exit
out
doors.
Where our patch of grass is, and gosh, that there's a square lake behind us.
If you're just going to tell a bunch of shit, you'd at least have a lie that's based on something unverifiable. People can look and see that there aren't exits and doors, you jackass. Oh my gosh, I'm getting worked up. Okay, there's more.
The True News building was a virtual cyber demon. And what this man, Friday, was trying to find was the Pokemon demon that had been placed inside the True News office.
Now, you may say, okay, so you found one. But why is it significant about somebody else getting this information?
Well, what we were doing, we scrambled all over the place. We were looking under desks. We were saying, where is this demon? We were yelling, get out, demon. You're looking under papers. I lifted up a cardboard box that I got from Amazon. I had a Canon Pixma printer.
And they don't know how it works. They think it's like cameras. It's just there's a box. It takes what they call a photo of you, and then somehow a version of you is sucked into that box and it's kept in there. And they can do anything they want with it. That's what this is. This is what he's saying.
Yes.
He's talking about nothing. All right. There's more.
If this technology was in the hands of the wrong people,
right,
and you designated all the churches.
Oh, it's clearly already in the hands of the wrong people.
Yeah, no. It's like, come on, dude. In the hands of which wrong people are we talking about?
Yeah, Ed and Don, apparently.
Yeah. So here's more.
Take it so far as the homes of the pastors, the elders, the deacons, the Sunday school teachers.
Right.
The youth pastors. You could have a phone with an app that would lead you to the physical locations of these strong Christian leaders.
And what we found was startling about where these Pokemon congregate.
Was
it? So Edward and another employee jumped in their vehicle and took off. I said, go check it out in Vero Beach. Edward, you were gone for a couple of hours. Tell us what you found. This is Vero Beach today. What did you find?
Well, we found the churches in our area were all portals. They were points, rally points, where you could go put down a bot bait, or basically this is where you can go to find and capture these demons.
No, it's not. That's not how it works. The portals are where you go get balls and bait and shit.
Who would have guessed that these guys were Florida-based?
Yeah, who would have thought?
Vero Beach.
All right. Yeah, good. Now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
But that's not what they keep going, and they never get their head around this part very well.
It's on the app. The app will lead you to that church.
When you drive around Vero Beach, Florida, with your Pokemon Go app open, are you telling me that the cyber demons that have been placed by this game in Vero Beach, that they are primarily located in Vero Beach churches?
Yes.
No, they're not located anywhere. They're not real. They're fake data.
They randomly spawn up.
They're in your. They're not even in your phone. They're not technically on the servers telling your phone where they are. These are fake. They're ones and zeros represented by bad polygonal objects.
Oh, this is
you
fantastic.
Dumbasses. All right.
Would this have even been an issue if there was a Jigglypuff in there when they looked it up and they looked up the app and they saw their windows and their exit doors and the bathrooms and the
they would have been fine with it.
The deacon's office and they saw a Jigglypuff. It's like, oh, okay. Aww, well,
he's kind of cute. He could be a Jesus demon. He's fine.
Okay, yes.
All right. They have about a minute left of this.
The ones I found were in churches, hospitals, or medical facilities. And malls.
That was
hospitals,
it.
And Starbucks.
Malls,
yeah.
And
7-Elevens.
And the street over there. And every freaking place you walk.
Right. Yeah. And we weren't the only ones to find this. The original tip we got was that 70% of the actual locations where these rally points are located are churches. There's actually a big joke going right now on these tech forums of mostly secular atheist folks who are into this kind of thing.
Yeah. I can't do it. All right, anyway.
And they're joking. Well, look, the app is bringing people to church.
Okay, I see two things here. Number one, the enemy, Satan, is targeting churches with virtual digital cyber demons. Now, you might say, well, it's a make-believe object.
Well, listen, it's believable enough to got a 40-year-old man on a four-wheeler driving
looking
around
one.
Looking for one.
No. You have conflated it again.
Right.
He's not out looking for cyber demons. He's out looking for Pokemon for a game about Pokemon.
Right.
And it doesn't matter. He's not looking at a church specifically. He knows there's one nearby and he's walking over to your thing. Is it a little weird? Yes. Are old people freaked out? Yes. I'll give you that. But you're all stupid. And somebody's listening to this and going, oh, that sounds right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And those are the ones that scare me. All right, he doesn't scare me. He's just a dumbass with a microphone.
There is just nothing alarmist about this at all.
Oh, my gosh. All right, there's a final 30 seconds.
And most likely, he would have come in this building had a door opened up. See, we've talked to locations where people have gone into churches looking for these demons.
Yes. Yeah.
They're going into the churches looking for this Pokemon cyber demons.
And in case you guys are thinking, we're just making this up, there are articles in mainstream media that say that churches are rallying points for Pokemon Go.
I would tell you
that is the only fact that they've actually. So churches do. There are churches that do contain Pokestops.
Yeah, lots of them.
There is the fact.
Lots of them. It's not 70% like his lame ass number says. Right. But yeah, there are lots of them, and there's photos of them. It's all Google Drive or Google. What's it called?
Google Maps.
Google Maps is the photo stuff. What's that called?
Google Drive.
Walk,
what was it?
Get up close. Google Shoot It. Google
whatever. Yeah, it's the cars that drove around and took pictures.
Yeah,
of
Google thingamajig. Someone in the chat will. Yeah. Sorry, but yeah, it's that. That's where these photos are coming from.
I do love how they spout misinformation and then they say one fact and like they say, you can look this up. You can look this up.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, you know, dragons, totally real. Dragons are totally real. You can actually, there are articles about how fire is something you can yeah. make in a fire pit.
Yeah, you look it up. You can look it up on the internet.
And it sounds all of a sudden totally real.
Now, it's all secular and racist, or not racist, what do you say, atheist and stuff, but you can still go look it up. All right, here's the final moments, the right. waning moments okay. of their conversation.
To download the Pokemon Go app, I wouldn't keep it. I believe this thing is a magnet for demonic powers. Drive around your city and see where the Pokemon demons are located, you will find that they're in the churches.
You have to have the app to know where they are because they don't exist in the real world.
I like that he's like directing people to download the app and start playing it. He's going to have so many people the next, the next Sunday service who are looking down at their phones like,
he literally said, get the app, or no, don't get the app because it's a magnet for demonic powers, but get in your car and go look and see.
Oh, no, he said get the app. He does say get the app.
Did
but
he
you're
say
not going to want to keep it.
Oh,
yeah, he says you can download the app, but you're not going to want to keep it. Guess what?
Yeah.
About 3/4 of them are going to keep it and play it.
I can't deal with this guy. I just want to go toilet paper his house. I can't deal with him. All right, that's the end of that. I'm glad you all were able to witness this and enjoy it right along with us.
All right. If you pull up Twitter, you will see my latest tweet.
Check
with the side by side comparison of the chicken Veracruz salad that is displayed proudly on the noodles menu.
All right. Checking now. Hold on. Man, you must when did you post this?
Like 2 minutes ago?
Oh, I must have too many people I follow. Hold on.
Oh, you must.
Maybe I'll just search for it. Let's do that.
Yeah, or just go to Coverville. Just like go right to my like twitter.com/Coverville.
Here you are. Okay. I'm clicking now. There it is.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
The corn is the best part. Like, all right, let you know, we can set aside what the avocado, because avocado is a hard thing to keep in little cubes. I can kind of wrap my head around that, around, you know, not being able to keep your avocado.
Like, it's not even close.
No.
Wow. Was it okay?
No cilantro at all. What's that?
Was it okay? Like,
taste-wise, it was fine.
Okay.
But feel free, by the way, if you are a listener and you're checking this out and you're on Twitter, Dad, you know, throw a retweet. Why not? Let's just, let's.
That's what I'm going to do.
But the corn is the best part. I mean, it is not even trying. Like, it seriously would have taken the person who was shearing the corn off of the cob. I'm hoping that they do that there.
Yeah.
It would have taken them a millisecond to take their thumb and go and like break all that corn up into individual kernels. But it's just like, it's just lazy. Like, slab of corn, good enough.
Yeah, that's some poor treatment of your salad. I cannot defend them in any possible way. That's terrible. Yeah,
they took the law out of salad and made it just sad.
Well, let's say you actually find out your house has been made a Pokemon gym. Mm-hmm. The gyms being the place where people can come, and if they're in range, they can battle their Pokemon. I'm sorry, they're cyber demons.
They're virtual cyber demons, yes.
In the quest to catch virtual pocket monsters, hundreds of millions of people may be inadvertently breaking the law. This article asks, how do you complain when your house becomes a gym? That's the conclusion of Alabama-based attorney Keith Lee. In a thought-provoking piece, he questions the legality of Pokemon Go by detailing all I'm doing his accent. All the ways that the new blockbuster mobile game may be encouraging its users to trespass and put themselves in harm's way based on the beloved decades-old cartoons and playing cards. The app works by allowing people to explore their actual surroundings. Blah, blah, blah. We know how it works. Yeah, exactly. At the heart of the matter is the issue of whether, as Lee puts it, our exclusive rights to property also extend to cyberspace. It's the same space, dumbass.
It is, right?
It's the same space. Well, they're not, no, I mean, I understand that cyberspace is a different place and you could sit in a chair and go to a billion fake places, but when you're walking in front of your house and it happens to match
the
map,
physical place.
That's the physical place.
There's no cyberspace really involved in his description of this really is just, What are our exclusive rights to property?
Yeah.
And things that will draw people towards that property.
And they're the same.
Now, this is a valid thing. Like, if your house or your business is a gym and you don't want the... I can understand a house. Businesses are loving this, by the way.
Yeah,
I
mean, businesses are eating it up. They're making huge money. There's a huge boost to economies in lots of cities. Like, it actually is helping those businesses. But if it's a house or a business that doesn't want it, let's say your business is a funeral home. And you don't want a bunch of kids milling around out the front lawn of your funeral home. You should be able to call these guys or contact them and say, dude, move your portal somewhere else or move your gym somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You should be able to do that. Now, the question is, this is a valid question. Does that gym being there by default, whether you wanted it to be there or not, does that infringe on your rights? And you could probably say it does. If somebody on Google Maps... Now, let's say Google had a Google map and Brian, your house is right there in Arvada, and they put a big arrow to it and it said free cocaine and had it blink. So everybody who ever saw that map would see this blinking sign to say, go get, cocaine. You would not be happy about that. And that is something you would rather have opted into rather than having to take your name out of it. Sure. So there's precedents here. There's stuff to talk about and think about.
If you've
for
got kids who like playing, the kickball in their cul-de-sac or whatever, and all of a sudden your house is a gym, you are going to get people who drive into your cul-de-sac to get close enough, burped up a little corn, to get close enough to
burped up a whole slab
to,
of corn.
Yeah. Go run in your gym, but fight in your gym.
Sure.
So I can totally understand this. Yeah. I mean,
I get it.
And there should be a really easy way to say, are you a Pokemon gym? Here's an email or here's a web form to complete. And then just have it move it to the closest public area, the closest park or whatever.
Yeah. Around here, they've done a really good job of that. So nobody's houses are there. It's all parks. It's all public streets. It's all business areas.
Sure.
And it's like restaurants and things like that. So it's none of it is like in weird places, but
move it to the nearest church. That's the perfect option.
Put it. Yeah. They seem 70% of them, Brian. 70% of
churches. 70%. Yeah.
All right. Here's the story. It's still about Pokemon. Trust me. Donald Trump reportedly catches Mike Pence as his vice presidential running mate.
Shoves him into his little Trump ball.
That's right. Stick it right in the ball there, buddy. Yeah, Mike Pence, the current governor of Indiana, looks like he's going to be it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Everybody was thinking it was going to be Newt Gingrich because he
Right. Gingrich quit. Christie. Chris mm-hmm. Christie was an option.
I think Chris Christie was hoping he was an option. I think he sold his soul to be an option and then
Right.
it's not going to pay off, dude. But anyway, Mike Pence is looking like the dude. This is the formal announcement. It'll probably come on Friday. That's tomorrow in New York City. Several outlets reported that it was a done deal. New York Times on Thursday afternoon reported that there were strong signals Pence was being tapped for the gig. Yeah, Trump said in a quote, "I'd tap that." Just kidding, he didn't say that. Trump's communication office has denied that this decision has been made. The Indianapolis Star reported Pence dropped his reelection bid for governor in order to pursue the vice presidency. His departure from that race means the Indiana Republican State Committee will choose the GOP candidate for governor for the first time in the state's history. So there you go. I don't know. Wasn't he the guy who was all in trouble for Indiana's, like, we don't like them gays laws or whatever was going on?
Yeah, he would have had to been, right? I mean, he's been there for...
I think he was the guy.
3 or 4 years he's been... Yeah. I'm just looking to see. I'm scanning through his...
I don't remember what the deal was. It was some crap law that you couldn't... And people were all mad and, like, Gen Con was threatening to leave. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of people were like, well, then fine, we'll take our business to some other city because you guys suck. I don't remember what it was, though. I don't remember what it was. It was some big freak out. Big shocking.
Somebody tweeted, Trump picking Mike Pence would be hilarious considering how quickly Pence caved to gay activists 2 years ago. So,
oh, well, I don't know that he.
There we go. He sought, last year, Pence ignited national controversy by signing the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, legislation that sought to legalize discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals. Right. Great. Here's our new potential vice president. Wonderful.
Yeah. He's the one that said, I don't know that he was the one that said, but he supported legislation that said if Brian was a gay dude. Okay.
Sure. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it. And you went into a restaurant that was run by a conservative Christian family, for example, right, and they said, right. We don't serve them gays. Yeah, right. You'd have to leave. Right. And that,
didn't this come down to like a wedding cake that somebody refused to make because it was for a gay wedding?
Maybe. That may have been a separate case, but I think it's all tied.
Similar situation.
Sure, sure. So they could kick you out on your butt because you're gay, Brian. How do you feel about that?
I'm clearly a bi guy.
Yeah, that's true. clearly. Let's see. He's 57 years old, so he's young. Brings 4 years of experience to the ticket. It would help shore up Trump.
People are also going to be saying, just watch. As soon as Trump makes this announcement, all the news sites are going to be like, all right, well, Trump is getting somebody that's got some decent experience in the, you know, in governorship or in holding
politics,
office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because anybody Trump would pick would have more experience than him.
If he picked me. I'd have better experience.
Right, exactly.
Well,
you were comptroller for 2 weeks, weren't you?
This guy was 12 years in the House of Representatives. Boy, you know, if your whole campaign is run on not doing the things the way that politics does them, you're sure picking a guy with a lot of experience in politics.
Right. Strange. No kidding.
Whatever.
All right.
Listen, we're all going to have to live with our terrible deeds when it comes to November. If he gets in there somehow, it's on us, man.
Yeah. He's doing his part to make sure he's going to be unelectable by, well, okay, I'm not going to say it.
He keeps saying that. He keeps doing that, but I don't know, man. Every time that happens, like a poll will come out and it seems like nobody cares. I don't know. He can't do anything too weird anymore. I feel like he needs to actually harm somebody. Like he needs to, I don't know, beat up an old lady at a park and then we'll finally go, all right, can't have him as president. I feel like that would be the edge. Right. And then anyway, the final
bottom line, really quickly, yeah. I do want to say this because I don't want any flares up in the tadpole or anything like that. But and I just typed it too. But all opinions are welcomed and respected here.
Yeah, of
course. Whether you like Mike Pence, whether you don't like Mike Pence, we listen to you and respect you.
Yeah, and Hillary sucks too. Take that. if you hate fun and Pokemon is the Chrome extension for you, Brian.
Nice.
This was a matter of time. Let's face it, Pokemon Go is probably the greatest game that has ever hit our phones. I don't know if I'm ready to say that, but that's what this article says. If you feel that way, then if you don't feel that way, there's finally something for you. Software developer Jamie Farrelly has created Pokegon, a Chrome browser extension that will block all of the Pokemon-related content that's been driving you crazy lately. Anything referencing Pokemon will be blocked from your view on your browser.
Wow, it's going to be so sad and empty for a few days.
It doesn't work on the show, though. If you try to run this show through a tab on your Chrome, it'll just go the whole time we talk today. All we've talked about is Pokemon.
Right, TMS is going to be like 2 minutes long.
Good times. All right, so there's that. We're going to take a break. A little indie in the middle, I think, is in order. And when we come back, we'll do your questions. We have app reviews. We got some cool stuff. So come on back for that.
That's a great idea.
What do you got?
All right, so indie in the middle here. Let's do this one right here from The Burnt Seeds. This is from a brand new album called Fortune Eye. I bet there were some burnt seeds on my salad. I don't know. I'd have to go look and see if that's something that they include. This is a stall tactic, by the way, while I pull up my notes about burnt seeds.
That's pretty good.
Here we go. What? They are from Arlington, Virginia. They are an instrumental psych trio called Burnt Seeds. This is a brand new single that is going to be on their forthcoming EP, which is still in the works. But it's really good. It's awesome. Here's Burnt Seeds and their song, Fortune Eye.
You know, the last little part reminds me of Diablo 2 for some reason. You know, like the in town sound song thing. Yeah. It's good. Okay. I like it.
All right.
I like it a lot.
Very, very. I mean, when they say psychedelic, man, that is totally your Charlatans UK, your Stone Roses. Ah, so good.
So, what now? Let's, how about this? I like this idea right here.
Okay.
Check this out. You're doing the peanut butter jelly time guy.
What a baseball bat app time.
I like that a lot. All right, let's get to it. This is our reviews of some apps. Oh my gosh, Esquire magazine. What are you doing to my website? Get out of there. Just read the most horrible thing. I don't want to read things like this. Okay, I'm going to read you something. Right. No, I'm not. I'll just get emails. Never mind. Oh, I just geez. There's a bit of hypocrisy on display here that someone's going to try to justify, and it's just going to make me sad, so I'm not doing
it. Okay, all right.
All right, let's dive into the apps we're using this week. So I've got one I want to recommend.
Cool, go
for it. And here it is. Let me just skip out of here. Here we go. All right, I found a game in the hustle and bustle of, hey, check out Pokemon Go, everybody. It's all anyone thinks about anymore. I found a game, a total winner here, called Dead Venture. Dead Venture. Now, you might say to yourself, Scott, another zombie thing. Sure, I guess so. It is zombie related. But what's the deal? What's going on with this here Dead Venture? Well, first of all, it's got this lovely little...
Oh, already like the sound. Nice.
Yeah, it's got some zombies walking through camp while you're fishing. Anyway, it is... imagine kind of like... Best comparison is like a bit of a watered-down GTA kind of mechanic in that there are missions to go do. You have a car to go do them in. The car matters a lot because every time you do it, you get gold and you're trying to upgrade your car. So you're trying to upgrade the engine or your armor or its ability to have a bigger gun on the roof and stuff like that. And you try to go do these missions. It might give you two or three missions at once. One is to save a lady from the lake. And another one is to go kill 15 zombies over there. One is to clear this bridge out or whatever. And you can do them at whatever pace you want, however strategy you want to do it. Zombies are everywhere, so they're always swarming you. You kill as many as you can. If you die, no big deal. You start back at camp and you go try it again. And every time you die, you still get some gold. So you're still advancing, getting something to upgrade your stuff. And the mechanics of the driving are great. Just kind of left and right and a gas button. And it's this cute little sort of blocky.
Yeah, the art's totally cool. It looks like you're playing with the guys from the Dire Straits Money for Nothing video.
Kind of that, yeah. And then and a little bit of it is like particle generator looking Crossy Road style. Kind of, you know, simplified stuff, but it looks really good. It plays really great. And I got totally wrapped up in this thing and it sounds like a free to play nightmare. I admit it when I first heard about it and I tell you about it now, you're all at home going, Scott, that sounds terrible. What berries do I have to buy to make something hurry up, right, or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, upgrade my truck. Is it 20 hours where I can spend $5 on some gold to get that done?
Or... Exactly. And nobody wants that in their life anymore. We're sick of that. So there are plenty of those games. This is a pay-for game. You just pay $1.99 and it's in your life. And you can go do all this stuff and have a great time with it without ever feeling that weird pressure of trying to microtransact you straight to hell with the cyber demons. Okay?
Wow.
So do check it out. It is Dead Venture. I love this game. Yeah, for whatever reason, it scratches about 8 itches I have for games, and I really like it. And
stay tuned for the sequel, Dead Venture Capitalist.
That's right. And you could see, actually, how a game like this could have been free-to-play and how ruined it would be if it was. It's like, take the best free-to-play game you ever played, take out its raw mechanics and the good things that it does, and take away the shroud of you must spend a dollar to do this, one little teeny thing or whatever. And imagine what you're left with. You're left with like a straight up good video game. And that's what this one feels like. So it's a real revelation for me and I love it. So again, that's Dead Venture. It's on iOS and I believe Android. It's a fantastic game. In fact, I hope it works with a controller. That's what I want to try next because that would be fun. Anyway, all right, Brian, what do you got?
Well, I've got a main game that I was going to recommend, but then I've also got something that I just downloaded like an hour or so ago. That might be my honorable mention. I thought for sure you were going to do that Iron Maiden game that you texted to me about 5 minutes before Pokemon.
I thought about it, and instead I thought, you know what? I'll bet Brian will do that. So I left it with you.
Oh, no, I did not.
No, okay.
Mine. So we talked a little bit with, I want to say it was with Wendy last week or a couple of weeks ago about Circadian Rhythm, right?
or somebody we were talking with about circadian rhythm. That absolutely has nothing to do with this new game I'm going to recommend, which is called Circadia.
Gotcha. But the name, just the name then.
Just the name.
Okay.
But so you've got, here's the deal. You've got a little white dot and then you've got a couple other dots that are larger in different colors. The darker the color, the lower noise it makes. Mm-hmm. And the lower noise it makes, the radiating sound wave is going to go slower, right? And mm-hmm. so you play this on your iPad. I think you play it on your phone, whatever. So what you're going to do is you're going to touch the two bigger dots at a time that you think both radiating lines of sound waves will cross that white dot at the same time.
Wow. All right.
So let's say you've got, you know, just an easy level here. You get the white dot in the center, and then you've got two yellow, big yellow dots on either side of it, the same distance apart. Easy, right?
Yep.
You touch both dots at the same time. Little radiating lines go, and they cross the white dot exactly the same time. Well, then you've got, you know, a dark blue dot and then a bright red dot. And the dark blue dot takes a little bit longer. So you're going to hit that one first. And then when you think it's about halfway to that white dot, then you're going to hit the red one. And the red one's a lot faster and it crosses that line right at the same time. That's what this game is all about.
It sounds great.
It is a blast. It is, you don't have to play it with sound. If you want to play a quieter game, basically just clicking once on each of those dots, you're going to see how fast those lines move, and you can do it as many times as you want. You don't have a certain time limit or things like that. You just basically keep trying it until you get it right and then move on to the next one. There's not even any stars or anything like that. 3 stars if you get it on the first try, or if you do it without this or that. It's figure it out. You got this, play around with it until you get it right. And then when you get that one right, boom, you go to the next one.
That sounds all right.
It's called Circadia. It is a lot of fun.
All right, I would play that.
I downloaded another game that I'm looking for. Here it is right here. Just downloaded a couple hours ago, like I said, and this might be my new fun puzzle game. It's called Clocky, K-L-O-C-K-I. Okay. And you're given what look like little dominoes. Oh, that music is great too. And dominoes like or shapes, geometric shapes, three-dimensional geometric shapes that have these lines on them. And of course, the object of the game is you've got to connect all those lines. So you have to have one solid line going all the way through it, kind of like those Pipe Dream and games like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back in the day. Mm-hmm. And you swap them two at a time. So it's like, all right, yeah, I swap these two, and then that's going to make the line be consecutive all the way around. I've only played like the first 5 or 6 levels, but it is already a lot of fun. I'm already digging this a lot.
That sounds great.
So again, it's called Clocky, K-L-O-C-K-I. And I think both of these are either 99 cents or $1.99. They're cheap. They're both cheap, but they're always,
I'm a big fan of pay and play, baby. Pay and play.
Exactly. Don't give me something that I'm going to be upset that I only get to play once and then I have to succumb to your whims.
I feel like we're having a swing back that direction, which is good.
I think so. I think people are finally getting tired of the freemium model.
I agree. We're going to do a little bit of the old this.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
I'd vote for him over Donald Trump, by the way.
you may have mentioned that.
Yeah. I'll tell you the two people I would vote over him. I'd vote him.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Even though I can't stand him. And I'd vote for, where's the other guy? Can't find him now. I have one of Romney saying,
I want to go to space.
He says, I love Big Bird. Oh, I don't want that guy. See, to me, Alex Jones is like voting for Trump. I don't want that guy.
Right. I know.
I just
thought it'd be a fun one to throw in there.
Give me a good conservative. And you know what? Oh, never mind. Can't do it. All right. So back to the deal here. I'm really, really
getting frustrated.
Here's a Twitter time thing. This is where we answer your questions. Yeah. You guys ask us questions via the Ask TMS hashtag. Got a few here to roll past you, Brian. Let's see how we do. We got about 10 minutes. We'll start with Peter Fisher. He says, what would Mike Pence religious freedom law do if that found out some digital demons that congregate at churches were LGBTQ?
He'd ban digital demons. First he'd want to find out if the digital demons were partners or if they were romantically involved, and if it was a male Nidorino with a female Nidorina.
And then he'd be okay with it.
And they would, and he'll call Bill Gates to have him fix it or whatever he
right,
said that
exactly,
one time.
Exactly. Right.
Let's see. How about this one? Spend a week on a remote getaway with just you and your wife, or a week at Blizzard HQ together, Brian and Scott, no wives. I think a island getaway with my wife would.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love Blizzard. Sorry. Don't get me wrong. You guys are great. Love you guys, but I'm not trading that.
No, no. Island getaway, wife, trumps all.
There you go. Ryan J. Smith says, am I the only person who reads TMSPM like KMFDM? not now. Now you're not.
Now I'm not going to unsee that. Yep. Thank you.
It's going to be impossible now. Thank you so
By
much
the way,
for that.
How come nobody asked TMS about the what I had to leave during the middle of Wendy's segment to go deal with? A kid walking around my front lawn.
Right. What happened
to
that?
Wasn't looking at my phone. So, it turned out, this is really funny. It turned out that that was one of Tristan's friends. Now I look up and I see this kid. I've got my monitor over here because I don't have a window here in the studio. So sure. I've got a monitor that acts as my window, and it's really good for seeing what it looks like outside and actually seeing sunlight. But also if the UPS guy shows up, I know, you know, to go up and meet him, or if it's a solicitor, I can ignore him. Mm-hmm. But I see a car pull up facing the wrong way on the wrong side of the street. Thanks a lot. And then I see a kid get out, go down the sidewalk, up my driveway, and then around my path to my front door.
And he's walking this entire time.
He's not holding his cell phone, but he's talking and kind of waving his hands. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't see anybody else there. I know Tina is gone. She's working today. I know Tristan is working. He's at work. So why is this kid like, he can't be talking to anybody because there's nobody else here. Mm-hmm. So I excuse myself. I go upstairs. And as I'm doing that, by the way, I set my headphones down. And as I'm coming back around the monitor, I see that he's getting a unicycle out of the back of his car. And he's about to start riding his unicycle. And then I recognize this kid. It's a friend of Tristan's named Clayton. And he's a really, really good kid. He's a very funny, smart, super, super sarcastic, witty kid. I get along with this kid really well.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, what's he doing here? Why is he here? So I go upstairs thinking I'm just going to open the door and kind of yell at him, say, hey, Clayton, I don't know if you're looking for Tristan, but he's at work right now. He'll be home in a few hours. Then I find out that he's sitting there talking to another friend of Tristan's who spent the night here last night. And I thought Tristan was taking him home before work. But no, he's just hanging out on our front porch playing Pokemon Go, waiting for Tristan to come back in 4 hours. And that's who Clayton is sitting there talking to. It's like, oh, all right, well, why don't you guys go off and do something together?
Okay, that's an awesome. That's awesome. Well, I'm glad it didn't turn out to be some weird thing, or I'm kind of glad it wasn't some stranger kid doing the Pokemon thing like at my house. But
right, yes.
Couple more of these. Katie Talmo says, would you rather enjoy a smoked turkey leg or any New York strip steak?
Oh, wow.
A New York strip
smoked
for me.
Smoked turkey leg or a New York strip. Yeah, I'm a steak guy. Gotta have steak.
I like me some turkey, smoked or otherwise.
Sure. But. Like if you were to say smoked turkey leg or Wisconsin bratwurst, mm-hmm. perfectly cooked, whereas the first pierce with the fork oozes out a little stream of hot grease in your face, I'd still pick the turkey leg over that for sure.
I would do.
Yeah, but.
That sounds really good right now. Have you either of you eaten at Chiba Hut? If so, what do you think? I don't know what that is. Oh, Stumpwater Jack, by the way, our winner today.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Chiba Hut. We have him here in Colorado, and I have not eaten there. Mm. But I always laugh at the name because it sounds like a dispensary. Isn't Chiba like another, it's like another kind of...
I don't know what it is.
Pot, for some reason. I'm thinking it's a...
Get some good Chiba, man.
Some Chiba. Yeah, yeah, but I could be wrong. I know it's a prefecture in Japan that we walked through.
Oh, man.
But there was no Chiba Hut there either.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I've never been, nor do we have them, I don't think. So
here we go. The Urban Dictionary defines Chiba as a green leafy substance that adds flavor, banned in many countries because it can also be smoked.
Okay, adds flavor. So maybe this is a place where you can get Chiba-flavored things.
Right.
Maybe that's why he's asking. All right,
I do want to check out Chiba Hut, and I will at some point.
George McKay says, damn it, probably missed this. What happened to the Extra Life card game? It's still happening. It's not an Extra Life card game, though. It is a card game that I'm doing art and design for with some other people that we've been working on for a while, and it took a little bit of a backseat while I work on a couple other projects, but it is not dead. We plan to make it.
Can't wait for that. By the way,
should be good.
Did a quick Google to see where the closest Chiba Hut is to me. Mm-hmm. And when you do, you know, you do the Google thing, you just do a search for Chiba Hut and you get the map on the left side and then like a little description mm-hmm. on the right side from mm-hmm. Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Chiba Hut is a cannabis-themed restaurant chain in the United States.
Wow. So it is cannabis-based.
It is cannabis-based.
So maybe that's why it's only in Denver. Maybe it can't be in our city.
It was established in 1998 in Tempe, Arizona.
Oh, boy. Tempe, man. Home of the...
Right. So not a place where it was legal. So there you go. Cannabis-themed. It's like the it's the Casa Bonita of pot.
Yeah, I like basically. It. I like it. Is there a little character called Potty or something that...
Hello and welcome.
According to TVZ Gun for his birthday here, they call their sandwiches blunts.
Ah, blunt sandwich. Can I please have a, instead of a sub, it's a blunt?
Eat like a sub every day.
Pass the subway on the left hand. finally, Scott, this is from Alex. Says, you might be related to Boris Johnson. Have you seen your doctor to get the necessary shots? So this is that British guy, right? That
Boris
was like
Johnson, Boris Johnson.
Known as one of the politicians. He looks like Trump. He's like got big dumb blonde hair.
Oh, right. Yes.
He was primarily one of the voices behind the exit. And a lot of people hate this guy, I guess. Some people love him, I guess. I don't think they were related by enough to have to need shots. I think everything's fine. Stumpwater Jack says again, Scott, if you ever decide to break your no drinking rule, what would you like to try as your first? Well, I mean,
what would be your first beverage?
I had the accidental
let's say
one.
Second beverage.
Because the first one I had was pretty good. I really enjoyed that pina colada, but I don't know. I don't know what they are. I don't know anything about this stuff.
Oh, sure. Come on. But you've seen like.
I want something
you've
fruity.
Seen Mai Tais and margaritas and. Long Island iced teas and just a straight shot of whiskey. I mean,
I want fruity things. So whatever right, those
so
are,
you're probably going to be looking at like a Mai Tai or a Hurricane.
Sure. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll try those when I do
you
it.
Gotta go. Yeah. Basically, you know, you could do New Orleans, go down New Orleans next mm-hmm. time Kim needs to go down that area mm-hmm. and go see if you can get a virgin Hurricane over on Bourbon Street. I'm sure they'll set you up.
Okay. I'm going to get right on that. Ben Davis asks, if you were single and could marry any celebrity, male or female, no judgment here, who would you choose? I don't think I'd choose anybody. If he's just saying who is attractive, that's a different question. Who do I want to live with and be married to? None of them.
Why? Because they're a celebrity?
No, because they're almost always lame. Celebrities are generally speaking lame. Now, you might be able to pick a couple out and go, well, Tom Hanks turned out okay, or you know, Jimmy Stewart back in the day, he's a good guy. But for the most part, every attractive actor working today mm-hmm. strikes me as probably a douche. And I'm mostly talking about guys here, but name one, Brian. Name one where you're like, oh yeah, she'd be wonderful to live the rest
okay,
of my
well,
life.
Okay, well, all right. So first thought was, you know, I think of all the crushes I have, like Zooey Deschanel. But I would stab my ears with a ice pick
probably and she's got yeah. The word is she has constant diarrhea is what I've heard.
What?
Because she has like some horrible allergy to milk.
Wait a minute
if she even comes in contact with milk product she just starts farting blood. It's bad.
Where do you get your celebrity news?
I read this somewhere it was like celebrities with like severe stuff and hers was that and there were other people with other stuff. I'm not saying that should deter you. If you're really in love, then you make it work. But I'm just saying.
Who's that girl? It's nice. All right. Jenna Coleman.
Who's Jenna Coleman? I don't know.
Jenna Coleman is the most recent. Well, not about the most recent, but a recent Doctor Who companion. I can find nothing to complain about with Jenna Coleman.
Okay. Well, at least you have one. I really can't think of one.
Like, I mean, I guess, if you don't know who Jenna Coleman is.
Like, I'll bet you, I don't know. I don't think anyone's as nice as they appear to be or as mean as they appear to be. No,
okay,
I don't.
Okay, all right, let's say.
I'm very cynical about this.
Look at, like, Annette Bening. She's a really good example.
She's nutsoid. I don't want her. Her and what's his name? Bonkers. Yeah, they're bonkers. Those two.
How are they bonkers?
They're totally bonkers, those two. They're just absolutely bonkers. There's going to be, I guarantee you, there's some weird history we could find. We could dig around and find it. They all have it, all of them. When you've got an ego that big, you can always find something. There's always some broken freaking thing.
I think we finally like cracked the code of just flat out, you're either on this side of the line or you're on the other side of that line. That line is celebrity, and if you are, then Scott wants
and I'm
nothing
only,
to do
and
with
by
you.
The way, I'm only talking about marriage here. because to me that is a much bigger question than, hey, who would you hang out with, or who would you go to dinner with, or who would you bowl with?
Yeah, well,
or,
I mean, that's I wouldn't like an arranged marriage with Kate Winslet, right? Yeah. I'm not saying, you know.
Yeah, although as far as we know, she's lovely. I don't know. Like, you know who I think is probably pretty nice, and I don't have any reason to say this other than
Natalie
just a feeling.
Portman.
Yeah, I do. I think she'd be all right.
She'd be just fine. Like, she's intelligent. Mm-hmm. She seems to have a good head on her shoulders. She's not getting involved in any sort of weird, like, Hollywood late night party scandal kind of thing.
She does seem to kind of steer clear of that stuff. I think maybe you've picked a good one. On the man side, like, everyone, oh, George Clooney, hubba hubba. I bet he is a pain in the ass. I just bet he is the worst guy to hang around.
He seems so nice.
He seems nice. Don't get me wrong. The seam is fine. I just get a hunch for these things. I get a feeling about certain people and the way they look. And I know that it sounds like totally like I'm pretending like I got some magic power. I just saying, once in a while I'll see somebody and just kind of go, like, I have this thing. This drives people crazy when I say it, but I'll say it. I have this thing where I can see, like, a neighbor or a friend will bring their kids over or something, and I'll see, like, an 8 or 9 year old kid, and I'll go, I know exactly what he's going to be when he grows up. I know exactly how he's going to act and be. And I'm almost always right with this. Like, I've had actual history of this happening with friends who had babies, and I could tell in the first 3 months, like, that kid's trouble. That one's awesome. This one over here is going to work really hard. That one's a total lazy butt. This one's going to experiment with drugs and sex and not say anything to you, and you're going to think he's perfect, but he won't be. And I was right about almost all of them. Like, it's creepy. My wife thinks it's creepy that I can do this. So I'm not saying that I'm perfect or 100% in anything. I'm just saying I don't think any of that stuff is what it looks like. It's so packaged and so artificial.
Well, sure. I mean, I think, but I think you can look at the way somebody conducts themselves in interviews and the way somebody, when they're on talk shows and things like that. I mean, if you base it on the characters they play, then let's face it. I mean, everybody's going to be a butthole. Yeah. But if you kind of look at the way they, you know, if they stay out of the public eye as far as like the TMZ and the Perez Hilton and that sort of thing,
yeah,
then you've got to think, all right, they know what they're doing. They've kind of got a good head on their shoulder and stuff like that.
I agree. There's definitely got to be, you know, bright spots in the.
I would say those bright spots, there's probably 75% bright spots out there. And I'm thinking if you were to quantify yours, it would be like 20% bright
spots.
Yeah,
I'll flip it around. I'll say 25-75. That's probably what I'm thinking. Hey, how would you like
Matt
an arranged...
Damon, would you... All right,
Matt
Damon,
yes.
Let's take
yes.
marriage off the table. Okay. Let's say that you're not going to commit to spend the rest of your life with somebody that you've never met. I think that was an unfair way for him to pose the question.
Okay, in that case, there's tons of names I'd give you because that's a different commitment.
Sure.
But Matt Damon's a great one. Totally. I think he's a great guy. I'm glad you brought him up too. He's a great example. I think that's a guy who is pretty genuine. I think his friend Ben Affleck is messed up, and I would not want to live with that guy. I think he is. I think he's completely jacked up. And I'm basing this on hardly anything.
Sure, sure. No, I love it.
I just have a hunch.
Love this.
So I'm excited to see what emails come in challenging me to do more of these because it's always fun to get to do this. So
I know it would be great. Oh, yeah. Like, send what we need to do is amass a list, and maybe people should send it to me and I can just throw them at you one at a time.
Okay.
Of celebrities. And you tell me, like, what their deepest, darkest closeted secret is that the world knows nothing about.
Yeah, it's fine with me, and I can do it. I can look at somebody and do it.
We need somebody set up a Google spreadsheet that people can contribute to and because I don't want to like get 5,000 emails of
the spreadsheet's a good idea. Everybody, if you're interested in this, tweet Ice Warm. He'll do it.
Or even if you're in the Slack. Yeah, let's tweet. Yeah, tweet some one person tweet Ice Warm.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do something is tell the chat room and our listeners, one of you, you guys organize amongst yourselves and nominate one of you.
Totally. Absolutely.
To tweet Ice Warm.
I'll play this game.
Oh, I love this. I think this will be a fun game.
I'll play this game. No problem at all.
All right. Good deal.
Why doesn't Wendy have a theme, says James Lindsay. Hmm. And the answer is, I don't know.
Yeah, we should give her a theme.
I used to give her the yodel theme. That was a thing we did for a while. Remember that? It was just the yodeling guy?
Yes, the Swedish yodeling
guy.
We should use the, what's that song where he goes, that boy needs therapy.
That boy needs therapy. That boy needs 19. No, it's not 19.
No, it's...
That boy needs therapy.
a frontier therapist or something like that.
I really like that song. And the video is super cool with old people talking in it. I would, yeah, that's not a bad, we could tear something out of that maybe.
I think that is, yeah, frontier therapist, frontier psychiatrist. Is that it?
That's it. That's it. You got it. Okay.
Yes. All right.
Okay. One final. Now, if I'm doing it just for looks, by the way.
Oh, sure.
Let's just take away all personality and having to live with this person. Sure. We're doing it just for looks. Here are my two picks, male and female.
Okay.
On the male side,
mm-hmm.
I'm going Mad Max. What's his name?
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
You don't think he'd be like? I think.
Oh, he'd be the worst. That's my point. But I'm saying, totally taking that out.
Trying to be the worst just to go have a beer with.
No, he'd be horrible. But that's not my point. This is pure attraction. That's it. Like, okay. Who do I think is handsome or good looking, male or female?
Okay. All right.
That and take away all personality stuff because guaranteed he's a pain in the ass. I am sure of it. I love his work, but that guy is a
right.
Mongo.
I don't even think I can play a game of pool with the guy. I think that he'd be.
I completely agree. You're totally right. So for him on that side, and on the lady side, celebrity wise, actually it's harder than I thought it was.
Really?
Because there's a lot, and I happen to be attracted to women, not men, so it's mm-hmm. harder for me to narrow this down.
Yeah, it's funny, we were talking about this yesterday during the Linda Ronstadt cover story I did in Coverville yesterday.
Yeah.
Because as I was doing the show, I'm doing the album artwork for the episode, and I'm finding all these great old shots of 1970s mm-hmm. Linda Ronstadt, and I'm remembering, oh my God, I had the biggest crush on Linda Ronstadt back in the 70s, more than Farrah Fawcett, Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, wow.
Her thigh-high socks. And
yeah.
And then it's like, I'm like, holy crap, I totally have a type. It's the Zooey Deschanel, Jenna Coleman, 70s-era Linda Ronstadt, the woman who was in 10 Cloverfield Lane, Mary Elizabeth Winstead,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
It just like all have the same type.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have a type is what you're saying.
And it's no wonder that that I married Tina, because she totally fits into that type.
Mm. Well, my type, and that's funny because my type also fits into the pick I'd have. I finally figured it out. It's Olivia Wilde. That's who I'd want.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I'd want to date Olivia Wilde, and she strikes me as like tough and takes no crap, and it reminds me of Kim. Kim does the same thing.
Wow. Yeah.
And we basically married the Hollywood archetype.
Yeah, exactly. We did. Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect.
No Mila Kunis for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think she might be
snooty. She may not be.
I was going to say she might be in my. She wouldn't be in my short list, but she's.
She's in your long list.
Yeah, I mean, I find her extremely attractive.
She's very attractive. Don't get me wrong, but there's something.
She seems like she'd be really fun, like have a good sense of humor in real life.
I feel like she'd slap a fork out of my mouth or something like that. But
really?
But then we're back to getting married or something, where you have to have a fork in your mouth.
Right, yeah, you're not at Starbucks having a coffee and she's going to slap a fork out of your hand. Well,
exactly.
You know, if you're drinking Starbucks with a fork, then she deserves to slap it out of your
Completely
hand.
Completely agree. Some thick chai tea. Thick chai tea. all right, that's it for our Twitter questions. Ask TMS on Twitter. You guys can use that at all times of the week, especially on Thursdays. We'll read them here on the PM edition of the show. Big thanks to everybody who supports us at patreon.com/TMS. That's why the show happens twice on Thursdays. Much, much appreciated. Stream simultaneously at alphageekradio.com for you live listeners out there. Also at diamondclub.tv. Please go to our website, frogpants.com/TMS. All the latest is there, including links to emails and phone numbers and Twitter accounts and all that stuff. So head on over. You hear? All right, Brian, you're going to grace us with exit music.
I am. Check this out, Scott. When you and I talk next, one of us will probably have seen Ghostbusters.
When you're
going to check Saturday morning for film sex.
Are you going Friday?
I think we're going to go tomorrow. Yeah.
I may go tomorrow between shows. Okay, I may. Kim and I are trying to figure out when to go because I have to go because I got, you know,
yeah, talked about it on Hotline Monday.
Yeah. And I want to go. I want to see it. So
course,
I think we'll probably, Kim and I will probably see it Friday. If not, we'll see it Saturday. But yeah, I'm very excited to talk to you about it too.
Yeah.
Finally,
sure.
the light at the end of that damn tunnel will get here.
Finally, exactly. Yeah. All right, Jacob wrote in and said, "Dear Six Taco and Big Lots, I don't know. I understand why you're Six Taco.
Big Lots.
I don't know why I'm Big Lots.
I don't either. It's bothersome.
It begins with a B.
Okay.
As I write you this, I'm preparing for my wedding, where I'll become fully united with the woman who helped me put my life back together. I would ask to play a song to commemorate this occasion, but we won't hear it. After the ceremony, we're taking a road trip down to the Mojave Desert to stay in an old cable relay station that's been converted into a getaway cabin with little to no access to the outside world.
Okay.
So instead, I'd love it if you could play us a song on the day we return to our home in beautiful, rainy Washington. Jenna, I'd be nothing without you and your commitment to me, despite my flaws, is as incredible as a tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch.
Ah, frick. Hold on. Ranch. Okay, I found it. Here you go.
It's a tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch.
Been a while.
Let go at the Sierra Madre, though. Love, Jacob.
All right.
His pick is a song that I didn't have in my library. I went and bought it. It's really, really good. It is a singer named Chantal Chamberlain or Chamberlain, and a really, really good cover of Lemaire. Now, Lemaire, you may not recognize it by name. Some of you in there will, in the audience will, but some of you won't unless I say the name Beyond the Sea, because it's the French version of Beyond the Sea. Or actually, it's really the original version.
Oh, Beyond Bobby, the Sea.
Yep, that Bobby Darin covered and released as an American single. Mm. I'm sure it's French. So Charles Trenet did the original version. Jack Lawrence, I believe, did the first English language version. And of course, Bobby Darin had probably the first big hit with it. It's Lemaire. It's covered here by Chantal Chamberlain from her album The Other Woman from 2008. Here's Lemaire.
That stands for The Mayor.
La mer qu'on voit danser le long des golfes clairs a des reflets d'argent. La mer des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer au ciel d'été confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer, bergère d'azur infinie, voyez près des étangs ces grands roseaux mouillés. Voyez ces oiseaux blancs et ces maisons rouillées. La mer les a bercés le long des golfes clairs et d'une chanson d'amour. La mer c'est mon cœur pour la vie. Mon cœur pour la vie.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
I want to go to space.
All right.
All right, go.
Go ahead. You go to space, buddy.
No one is going to stand in your way.
Nope. I'll stay right here.